Welcome. This lesson is called IBIZA Edit, Stretch a Sunrise Pad Wash in Ableton Live 12 for Airy Drum and Bass Intros. I'll walk you through a simple, beginner-friendly workflow using only Live 12 stock tools to turn a short pad or sunrise wash into a long, shimmering ambient bed that sits above a drum and bass intro without competing with the low end. Overview first, what we're doing and why. We'll take a short pad sample or a small rendered wave-eatable patch and stretch it into an 8 to 32 bar wash. We'll use Ableton's Warp Texture mode for smooth, grain-based stretching, then add movement and space with hybrid reverb, echo, grain delay, EQ8, utility widening, and light sidechain compression. Finally, you'll consolidate the results so it's easy to loop, automate, and place above a DNB intro. What you will build by the end, you'll have a stretched pad wash between 8 and 32 bars, made from a 1/8 second source, a processing chain using Live 12 stock devices to make the pad airy, wide, and mix ready, a consolidated audio clip you can loop or automate across your intro. Step by step walkthrough. Preparation start by choosing or creating a short pad sound of 1 to 8 seconds. Pick something with clear harmonic content and minimal low frequency energy. You can drag a short pad sample into an audio track, or create a warm wave-eatable pad with a long attack and slow filter modulation, then record or render a 2/8 second clip and re-import it. Warping the pad to stretch it, double-click the clip to open clip view and enable warp. Set warp mode to texture. This uses grains and gives a natural-sounding long stretch, which is better than Complex Pro or Repitch for extreme time stretching. Set the loop brace to the portion you want to stretch. Enable loop if you want a looping wash. Leave it off for a one-shot. To stretch the clip, you can either drag its end in arrangement view to the desired length, or reduce seg BPM in clip view until it fills the target bars. For example, at 174 BPM, a 4-second clip stretch to 16 bars will become a long bed. Drag the clip to the length you want and let Live's texture mode fill it naturally. Adjust the texture controls. Grain size controls the smoothness. Larger sizes give a cloud-like sound, smaller sizes give shimmer. Flux adds randomness and motion. Use moderate flux to avoid a static loop. Use formant gently to preserve character. Small positive nudges keep the pad sounding natural. If the stretch causes harmonic smearing, add a few warp markers at chord changes or transients to keep important events anchor. Sound design and adding movement with stock devices. Place hybrid reverb after the clip. Keep early reflections low and the reverb tail long, between 4 and 12 seconds depending on your intro length. Use Predelay around 20 to 60 ms to separate the texture from any immediate transients and roll off very low frequencies on the reverb so the tail doesn't muddy the sub. Add echo on a return or directly in the chain. Use ping pong or a 1/4 to 1/8 dotted timing, low feedback between 10 and 30%, and a low high cut on feedback to keep repeats darker. Keep the echo dry/wet low, around 10 to 30%. So it complements rather than dominates. Consider adding grain delay for high-frequency shimmer. Keep the delay time short, feedback minimal, and spray/random for sparse glittering motion. Again, dry/wet should be low so it's texture only. For widening and filtering, use utility to slightly increase stereo width. A small boost to maybe 110-150% is enough. Avoid going beyond 150 to prevent phase problems. Use EQ8 to high-pass the pad around 120 to 300 Hz with a 12 to 24 dB per octave slope to remove low energy that would compete with DNB bass, and cut any honky mids as needed. Gentle ducking helps the pad breathe with the beat. Add a compressor, enable sidechain, and use a kick or bass subgroup as the input. Set attack fast, release medium, and a ratio of around 2:1 to 4:1. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits, so the pad moves without heavy pumping. Consolidate once you're happy. Select the stretched clip or clips and consolidate. Command or Control plus J to create a single audio file. This reduces CPU load and makes automation and resampling easier. Automate for evolution. Automate hybrid reverb wet amount, echo dry/wet, or the clip volume for slow sunrise-like rises. You can also automate texture parameters like grain size or flux in clip view for evolving texture across 1632 bars. Mixing into a DNB intro, place your stretched pad above the drum intro. Keep the pad's low end filtered and let kick, snare and low bass occupy 60 to 200 Hz and below. If your intro changes tempo, double-check warp markers and texture settings so the pad follows the tempo correctly. Common mistakes to avoid: using Complex Pro or Repitch for extreme stretches. These modes can sound metallic or change pitch. Texture is preferable for long washes. For getting a high pass on the pad, this will clash with sub-bass. Overwet reverb and delays. Too much wetness blurs the pad and masks rhythm. Excessive stereo widening. Extreme width can cause phase and mono collapse issues. Not consolidating. Many warped clips can spike CPU and make automation awkward. Pro tips: render multiple variations with different grain size, flux, and reverb lengths. Stack and crossfade those variations for long evolving intros. Add subtle LFO movement and wave editable before rendering if you want motion that survives warping. Duplicate the stretched clip and detune one copy by a few cents for gentle chorus thickness. Use return tracks for hybrid reverb and echo to save CPU and to automate send levels instead of wet/dry knobs. For long festival intros, export a bounced version to free CPU and re-import it as a single audio file. If you want rhythmic gating match to DNB, use a light gated signal or a dedicated sidechain trigger rather than the main kick for subtler groove. Mini practice exercise objective. Create a 16-bar sunrise wash at 174 BPM. Step A. Drop a 4-second pad sample into an audio track. Step B. Enable warp and set texture. Drag the clip to fill 16 bars in arrangement. Step C. Set grain size to medium large and flux around 20-40%. Nudge formant if it sounds dull. Step D. Add hybrid reverb with a 6-second tail, echo at 1/4 dotted with 15% feedback, and EQ 8 with a high pass at 208Z. Step E, sidechain lightly to the kick with a 2:1 compressor aiming for 2-4 dB gain reduction. Step F, consolidate and export. Compare the consolidated file to the original to hear the texture changes. Recap: we use texture warp mode to stretch a short pad into a long sunrise wash, adjusted grain size, flux and formant for motion, and added hybrid reverb, echo and optional grain delay for space and shimmer. We high pass the pad to protect the low end. Applied gentle sidechain so the pad breathes with the drums, consolidated the result, and created automation for evolving textures. Final words: think of this as sculpting atmosphere rather than fixing a bad sound. Choose strong source material with good harmonic content and limited low end. Small, intentional tweaks to grain size, flux, reverb decay, and HPDF frequency usually make the biggest difference for an airy Ibiza-style DMB intro. Export variations. Check your work in mono and on multiple speakers, and keep iterations small. Export early and often. Listening to rendered versions in a different context will help you decide what truly works. That's it. Happy stretching, and enjoy building those sunrise beds for your drum and bass intros.